beautiful aria, Eternal Source of Light Divine, from the Ode for the Birthday of Queen Anne by George Frideric Handel. John Nelson, the Orchestra of St. Luke's, Wynton Marsalis, and Kathleen Battle. And it's a happy birthday for Kansas Public Radio today. We first went on the air with classical music, September 15th, 1952. So thank you to you for supporting us, keeping us going all these years. KansasPublicRadio.org. We're also KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Jeff Watson's in with a waltz by Elgar right after the news and Stardate.
Live from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2025 Subaru Outback features symmetrical all-wheel drive plus standard safety features like EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through the 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. Beginning with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conductor George Hurst leading us in a waltz by Sir Edward Elgar from the Starlight Express on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a nice long weekend, and glad to be back sharing classical music with you on a Monday afternoon. This hour will bring us work by Robert Schumann, who gave the world some of its most beautiful chamber music, and we'll hear a fine example of that in his Fantasy Stück, or Fantasy Piece, for piano, violin, and cello. Then it's off to Italy and the New Zealand Symphony with the Fifth Orchestral Suite by Jules Massenet, Scenes of Naples. Right now, the New Zealand Symphony is ready under conductor James Judd with some music by Ray Vaughan Williams. A bit more English music as we continue. And Vaughan Williams wrote this one in 1950 with the idea of getting everyone in on the action. This is for string orchestra. It's his Concerto Grosso. And it's written such wise for the orchestra to be split into three sections based on skill, advanced, intermediate, and novice, so that everybody at the Rural Schools Music Association got a chance to perform. The New Zealand Symphony and the Concerto Grosso of Vaughan Williams, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. The New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor James Judd, and the 1950 Concerto Grosso by Ralph Vaughan Williams, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:26, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra will join us once more in the hour in about 20 minutes' time, with an orchestral suite by Jules Massenet, Scenes of Naples, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, on Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m., at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. And the Leeds Center welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, on Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m., in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lee.ku.edu. We have a 20% chance of showers for the afternoon. Otherwise, sunny skies and temperatures near 92. It's currently 88 on the KU campus. A 20% chance of showers this evening. Mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Now we'll listen to the Vienna Brahms Trio, but the music will be by the one who taught Brahms, music by Robert Schumann. And something that he first started to work on in 1842, his so-called prolific chamber music year, in which, among other things, he made his first contribution to the genre of the piano trio in the form of his Fantasy Stück, or Fantasy Pieces, for piano, violin, and cello. Hear them next with the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. The Vienna Brahms Trio and music by the composer who was a great teacher to Johannes Brahms, music by Robert Schumann, and his fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:47. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Something to let you know about if you happen to own an Amazon smart speaker. Now, you can play individual KPR shows on demand. To get started, just tell your device to enable the KPR skill. Then, whenever you say play KPR, you'll get the option of streaming the live signal or playing shows like the Retro Cocktail Hour. To learn more, click on the Extras tab at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We welcome back the New Zealand Symphony, here for one more performance under conductor Johnny Vassance, and it's an orchestral suite from 1867 by the great Jules Massenet, suite number 5, Scenes of Naples, on Kansas Public Radio. Orchestral Suite No. 5, Scenes of Naples, composed in 1876 by French composer Jules Massenet and performed here by the New Zealand Symphony, here once again under conductor Johnny Vassance. It's about 1 p.m. and in a moment, NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us a wonderful cello concerto by another great French composer, Edouard Lalo's music, and much more still to come.
Get caught up every weekday.
Here, Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Interlude and dance from La Vida Breve, The Short Life, played by the Cincinnati Symphony, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. And this is Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. The Chicago Symphony and the cellist Matt Heimovitz will take us through a beautiful cello concerto by French composer Edouard Lalo. That's how we'll spend most of our time this 1 p.m. hour, after a performance just ahead by the Lincoln Trio. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. So, as mentioned, we've got next the Lincoln Trio, and we'll stay at the well of Spanish music for now and enjoy chamber music from composer Joaquin Turina and a quartet for piano and strings. Here on KPR. Quartet for piano and strings in A minor from Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, and a performance today by the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:30 is the time, half an hour until our next NPR news update. We've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. And then, after all things considered, later tonight at 7, more classical music with Destiny. Tune in this evening for music on a lucky note with Salieri's Talisman Overture. and then enjoy the soothing and peaceful sounds of Gershwin's Lullaby for String Quartet, after Beethoven riles you up with his Emperor Piano Concerto, that is. Destiny has classical music from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop and KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive Wednesday through Sunday. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. Well, thus far this hour, we've enjoyed Spanish classics, and what we have for you next is music from a French composer, although he was part Spanish, and his music always had a bit of a Spanish dimension to it. Music by composer Édouard Lalot. Something he wrote here for a performance in 1876 at Paris's Cirque d'Hiver with the cellist Adolf Fischer. Lalot's Cello Concerto in D minor. And today we've got cellist Matt Heimowitz and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1876, the Cello Concerto in D minor by French composer Édouard Lalot, played by cellist Matt Heimowitz and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and news from NPR is just around the corner, followed by more classical music, an hour that will bring us a fantasy quartet for oboe and strings by Ernest John Moran, plus the Austrian composer Emil von Resnicek's wonderful Serenade for Strings. We've got much more still to come on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on KPR. At the KU campus, it's 92 degrees. We have a 20% chance of showers this afternoon, as well as a slight chance of showers later this evening. Tonight's lows around 65. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You know,
environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, September 26th. Tickets at MaselliesOnline.com.
Long, Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra there, under Eric Kunzel as conductor, violinist Robert McDuffie in Fritz Kreisler's arrangement of a Viennese melody from one Edward Gartner. And this is Kansas Public Radio. A little bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon on the way. Coming up, we have music from another Viennese occupant, a serenade for strings by Emil von Resnicek, the English string quartet as well, and a beautiful quartet for oboe and strings by Ernest John Moran, all just ahead here on KPR. We're glad you could join us. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com. Onward now, we have a short orchestral tone poem from Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen, one that's based a little bit off the fiction of Washington Irving, music that tells the story of a princess and a knight on opposing sides of a war, but who fall in love. The Latvian National Symphony with conductor Terje Mikkelsen with the tone poem Zora Haida by Svensson on Kansas Public Radio. The tone poem, Zora Haida. Music by Norwegian composer Jan Svensson, performed by the Latvian National Symphony, led by Terje Mikkelsen. The time is 2:22, and still to come, a wonderful serenade for strings by composer Emil von Resnicek. We'll hear that in just a little over 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. We have something for you now by the English String Quartet. And with them, Sarah Francis, an oboe virtuoso, and the music by composer Ernest John Moran, a colleague of Ray Vaughan Williams, who, like him, specialized in adapting English folk music into marvelous creations for the concert stage. From Moran, we've got a fantasy quartet for oboe and strings next on Kansas Public Radio. A fantasy quartet for oboe and strings, music of English composer Ernest John Moran. Playing oboe was Sarah Francis, alongside English String Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 2:36. And at 3 p.m., it'll be time, of course, for All Things Considered from NPR News. But the music picks back up tonight at 7. Destiny is your host, with classical music tonight, beginning with Salieri's Talisman Overture at 7 p.m. You'll also enjoy the soothing and peaceful sounds of Gershwin's Lullaby for String Quartet. That'll be just after Beethoven riles you up with his Emperor Concerto. Destiny has classical music for you tonight from 7 to 8 p.m., then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. Our updated forecast shows a slight chance of showers for this afternoon. High temperatures near 92. That's about what it is now on the KU campus. 20% chance of showers for tonight as well. Lows in the mid-60s and looks like a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. One more recording for you. It is of the RIAS Sinfonietta, and music by an Austrian composer of the late 19th century, Emil von Resnicek, a student of Karl Reinecke at the Leipzig Conservatory, known primarily nowadays for his great opera Donna Diana. But what we'll hear is a serenade for strings in G major on Kansas Public Radio. The RIAS Sinfonietta, conducted by Jiří Stock, and the Serenade for Strings in G by Austrian composer Emil von Resnicek, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News, just ahead. And then, later tonight, catch more music with Destiny, your host from 7 to 8, and Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson, and I'll have more music for you tomorrow at noon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
We are running at a...